Have you found yourself saying,
is it just me? Wait, we're all supposed to say what now? What's that word mean? Wait, hold it. We're all supposed to accept that men can get pregnant now? And you feel alone? I know I've had that experience a lot of times. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the parasitic mind, this parasite that has been intentionally injected into us, and whether or not the West will stand or not. And we are becoming dangerously close to losing what made the West the West, and indeed losing the freedoms of the West. The guest I have for you today is one of my favorite people. I love the way he thinks. His name is Gad Saad. He's an evolutionary behavioral scientist. He's also the host of the Sad Truth, that's with two A's, and the author of the new book, The Parasitic Mind, How Infectious Ideas Are Killing Common Sense. He is a guy who, and he'll explain this, is a guy really that a behavioral scientist, but he is a professor at of marketing. So how does our animalistic side, the root of who we all are, affect our choices? And how has that been used against us? And what can we do to deprogram and come back to a place to where the truth actually matters? Fascinating, and perhaps someday a historic conversation with Gad Saad. Gadfather, how are you?
How are you, sir? So good to be back.
Yeah, good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Listen, before we start, last time you shook me to the bones because you taught the professor of marketing something, which is always don't say my forthcoming book, but say the parasitic mind, right?
Yeah.
Let me show you who's the marketing guru. Edible cookies.
That's fantastic.
And the drink. And the book in the background. Who's the marketing guru now, son?
So, Gad, I want to talk to you because you are a marketing guy that's an evolutionary biologist. So you look at marketing and why it works and why things sell, why things are accepted, right? Can you explain that just a little?
Evolutionary psychologist, not evolutionary biologist. I apply evolutionary biology.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So can you explain that? What does that job entail usually?
So most people who study consumer behavior scientifically don't look at the biological underpinnings that drive our consumatory nature. So they assume that everything is due to socialization, to our parents, to advertising, to our peers. Now, all these things are, of course, important in shaping our consumption. But of course, our biology also affects our consumption. Why we prefer fatty foods to celery, why men are more likely to consume hardcore pornography than women, why women are more likely to consume romance novels. A lot of the things that we do as consumers is really a vestige of our evolutionary history. And so what I do is I look at these evolutionary underpinnings and I study them in a modern arena.
So there have been several people that have done this. And in my opinion, they use their power for evil as opposed to good. Bernays is one of those guys that I think he changed everything. We eat breakfast, you know, eggs, bacon, and toast because of him. When you are looking at this, would you use this to help marketers market? Is that
right? So it's a good question. Look, studying physics can land us on the moon, but studying physics can also result in us dropping bombs on Japan, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So So it's just a tool which can be channeled either for good or evil. So the study of marketing is really the study of persuasion. So I could use marketing techniques to hopefully convince you to not lead a sedentary lifestyle, or I could use marketing to sell you BS. In my case, I'm not really so much interested in the application of the work more than actually understanding what makes people tick. The way that subsequently other people use it, it's for them to decide. Okay.
So I wanted to set this up because we are in a place now where people who study behavioral science